Thunder Bay. A push for a plebiscite asking citizens if they support cutting Thunder Bay's city council from 13 to 9 seats and ditching the ward system has been stopped in its tracks. A motion from Kaun Peng Yu that would have opened the door to add a ballot question to the 2022 municipal election was roundly rejected by his colleagues Monday night. While many voiced their support, or at least openness, to shrinking council size, most agreed the terms of Yu's proposed plebiscite were arbitrary and reached without due process. His motion would have rescinded council's decision last year to seek a comprehensive report on democratic reform for the city in 2023, setting the stage for possible changes by the 2026 election. It's the earliest city clerk Krista Power said her office could deliver a report with adequate community consultation and research to inform any recommended changes to council size, hybrid ward and at-large system, or ward boundaries, among other issues. You suggested Monday it would be all too easy for the next city council to ignore or delay action on the 2023 report, saying the decision should be put in the hands of the public. Only a plebiscite is going to tell us definitely whether it's going to change or not change, he said. We don't want to guess, we don't want uncertainty, we want a clear answer. The plebiscite result would be binding if voter participation tops 50%. That's expected based on voter trends, according to the Office of the City Clerk, but it's far from certain, with turnout just under 51% in the last municipal election in 2018. Yu's motion to rescind would have required a two-thirds majority to pass, but was defeated on a 9-4 vote. Had the motion passed, Yu had announced his intent to follow up with a proposed ballot question in November reading as follows. Are you in favor of a smaller city council, consisting of 8 members of council elected at large and 1 mayor elected at large? He has argued reducing council size would make it more efficient and less costly, and that the idea has significant popular support. Yu's push seemed to be crafted with at least one eye to the 2022 election, with the at-large councillor calling for a recorded vote and framing the decision in stark terms. Are we listening to our citizens? He asked. I know it may not pass, but history will record. So, can we have a recorded vote please? Let's vote and let the citizens make the judgment. But even those sympathetic to Yu's argument for cutting council said his ballot question would be reckless to jump to a new system without thoroughly examining it first. Our municipality would be very well served by getting this right, not moving in a direction and then a year later or two later saying, well, maybe we got this wrong, said Kaun. Brian Hamilton. We know citizens want to potentially change the composition of council, but it's what we look like after that. There are going to be implications that require consideration. Really getting things done means doing it responsibly, in a transparent, accountable, and informed way. You did not present any rationale for why a 9-person council would be the right size, or why it would be preferable to elect councillors at large only, eliminating the hybrid ward system that currently sees 7 of 13 council members, including the mayor, represent defined areas of the city. Thunder Bay is the only city in the province to blend both ward and at-large representation on its council, staff have reported. Several councillors said while they support shrinking council, they weren't ready to commit to specifics like an all-at-large system. Tying it to the at-large piece, I think it just does too much in terms of excluding the opportunity for us to have those fulsome discussions about the ward system, at large, whether we're going to reconfigure ward boundaries, said Kaun. Kristen Oliver, who led the call last year for a more comprehensive review process. I think that's an important part of the discussion. Residents will be waiting until at least the 2026 election to see any changes implemented, ballot question or not, pointed out Kaun. Shelby Shin. Councillors Girtuga, Ruberto, Yu, and Mayor Mauro voted in favor of Yu's motion to rescind. Councillors Aiello, Bentz, Shin, Folds, Fraser, Hamilton, Johnson, McKinnon, and Oliver voted against.